I can't believe that we're talking in muted tones, we're walking on eggshells about putting together a convention to rein in the federal government. Because we shouldn't even be in this building if we don't understand where we are right now. The reason this provision is in the Constitution because Thomas Jefferson knew exactly what was going to happen with the federal government. He spoke on it repeatedly, that once the federal government was formed, it would have an organic growth all its own and would grow out of control and consume literally everything. And that's exactly what it's doing. It's the debate we've been having on the budget now for the last 2 months. Our growth in our budget to keep up with the federal spending is the largest amount of money we have to come up with every year. It grows faster than everything else in the budget every year. It's taking money on an annual basis away from public safety in the state of Missouri, public education in the state of Missouri, roads in the state of Missouri, and everything else. Because when we keep up with that, we actually have to have the money. The federal government doesn't have the money because they have the machine that prints the money. They're $18 trillion in debt. Every child born in the United States now owes over $50,000 the minute they're born. Every school kid that comes in here and sits in this gallery in the third grade, the fourth grade, they owe over $50,000. And we're going to sit around and allow that to happen? We think that's okay? And what do we get for it? Are we all looking around and saying, wow, look at our place in the world right now. Why, we might be over 100% debt to GDP, which, by the way, the GDP is $16 trillion and the debt is $18 trillion. So we now owe more money than we make on an annual basis, which is unprecedented. There's no plan to pay it off. Do we look around and go, well, at least we have a great position in the world. At least we're stronger now and safer now than we've ever been. No. I don't think any of us would say that. We are weaker now than we have ever been. And there has never been a more important time than right now for states to step up and tell the federal government, you are going to stay within your limits on your spending. If we can't do that, we shouldn't even be here. This shouldn't be some apologetic argument. Well, you know, we're concerned about it. This is the thing that we should do if we do nothing else for the rest of this session and next session and the session after that, is to rein in the federal government on their spending, to rein in the federal bureaucracy. And that's another issue, because what your resolution does, Senator from Green, is three things. It will rein in federal spending, it will rein in federal bureaucracy, and it will rein in career politicians in D.C. who go there on promises that, boy, they're going to fix everything, and all we get every year is $2 or $3 trillion more in debt and maybe a couple thousand more regulations on an annual basis. Before the 1970s, the bureaucracy that is the federal government was a fraction of its size. In the last 30 years, it has grown exponentially and out of control. And for anyone to believe that Congress has any control over that bureaucracy anymore is pure fallacy. When we have an issue in the state of Missouri, first of all, we have a balanced budget every year. And on top of that, when we have a state agency that is running amok, the first thing we do in this building is we call them in and we say, what are you doing? We're hearing from constituents that you are out of control. And we see what they have to say. And if they have a good explanation, then maybe we go with that. And if they don't, we say, then stop it, or we're going to stop it for you. That does not exist on the federal level. Literally, a U.S. representative or a U.S. senator who has an issue with EPA, for example, right now, trying to take navigable waters or waters of the United States out of their own rules, which they clearly have no legal basis to do, but will give them jurisdiction over much more property and many more people in the United States. If a U.S. senator or congressman were to go to them, as I'm sure they have, and said, we really don't like this, their response is, yeah, we really don't care. We don't care. What are you going to do to us? You going to pull our budget? Let's see you getting all the rest of the people in Congress to go along with that. It won't happen. And you know what? It doesn't happen. And it's why you haven't seen it in the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. The only way the federal government is going to be reined in and that we are going to preserve the United States of America for our kids and our grandkids is as states. Exactly how the founding fathers designed it to happen, to address exactly what they knew was going to occur and therefore built this provision into the United States Constitution. So for us, in any terms other than emphatic terms, to say it's not only an option, it's our obligation to do this, we would be not serving the people of the state of Missouri. It is our obligation. It should be our sole duty. It dictates right now everything that we do on what we spend. It has to stop. And I support the resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.